In the restaurant, things were fast approaching the moment after which there wouldn't be any more moments. All eyes were fixed on the dome, other than those of Hot Black Desiato's bodyguard, which were looking intently at Hot Black Desiato, and those of Hot Black Desiato himself, which the bodyguard had closed out of respect. The bodyguard leaned forward over the table. Had Hot Black Desiato been alive, he probably would have deemed this a good moment to lean back or even go for a short walk. His bodyguard was not a man who improved with proximity. On account of his unfortunate condition, however, Hot Black Desiato remained totally inert.
"Mr. Desiato, sir," whispered the bodyguard.
Whenever he spoke, it looked as if the muscles on either side of his mouth were clambering over each other to get out of the way.
"Mr. Desiato, can you hear me?"
Hot Black Desiato, quite naturally, said nothing.
"Hot Black!" hissed the bodyguard.
Again, quite naturally, Hot Black Desiato did not reply. Supernaturally, however, he did. On the table in front of him, a wine glass rattled, and a fork rose an inch or so and tapped against the glass. It settled on the table again. The bodyguard gave a satisfied grunt.
"It's time we were going, Mr. Desiato," muttered the bodyguard. "Don't want to get caught in the rush, not in your condition. You want to get to the next gig nice and relaxed. There was a really big audience for it, one of the best. Cacrophoon, 576,000 and 2 million years ago. Had you will have been looking forward to it?"
The fork rose again, paused, waggled in a non-committal sort of a way, and dropped again.
"Ah, come on," said the bodyguard. "It's going to have been great. You knocked 'em cold."
The bodyguard would have given Dr. Dan Street Mentioner an apoplectic attack.
"The black ship going into the sun always gets 'em, and the new one's a beauty. Be real sorry to see it go. If we get on down there, I'll set the black ship autopilot and we'll cruise off in the limo, okay?"
The fork tapped once in agreement, and the glass of wine mysteriously emptied itself. The bodyguard wheeled Hot Black Desiato's chair out of the restaurant.
"And now," cried Max from the centre of the stage, "the moment you've all been waiting for."
He flung his arms into the air. Behind him, the band went into a frenzy of percussion and rolling synth accords. Max had argued with them about this, but they had claimed it was in their contract that that's what they would do. His agent would have to sort it out.
"The skies begin to boil," he cried. "Nature collapses into the screaming void. In 20 seconds' time, the universe itself will be at an end. See where the light of infinity burst in upon us."
The hideous fury of destruction blazed about them, and at that moment, a still, small trumpet sounded as from an infinite distance. Max's eyes swiveled round to glare at the band. None of them seemed to be playing a trumpet. Suddenly, a wisp of smoke was swirling and shimmering on the stage next to him. The trumpet was joined by more trumpets. Over 500 times Max had done this show, and nothing like this had ever happened before. He drew back in alarm from the swirling smoke, and as he did so, a figure slowly materialised inside, the figure of an ancient man, bearded, robed, and wreathed in light. In his eyes were stars, and on his brow a golden crown.
"What's this?" whispered Max, wild-eyed. "What's happening?"
At the back of the restaurant, the stony-faced party from the Church of the Second Coming of the Great Prophet Zarquan leapt ecstatically to their feet, chanting and crying. Max blinked in amazement. He threw up his arms to the audience.
"A big hand, please, ladies and gentlemen," he hollered, "for the great prophet Zarquan. He has come! Zarquan has come again!"
Thunderous applause broke out as Max strode across the stage and handed his microphone to the prophet. Zarquan coughed. He peered round at the assembled gathering. The stars in his eyes twinkled uneasily. He handled the microphone with confusion.
He said. "Hello. Look, I'm sorry I'm a bit late. I've had the most ghastly time, all sorts of things cropping up at the last moment."
He seemed nervous at the expectant awed hush. He cleared his throat.
How are we for time? He said. Have I just got a min...
And so the universe ended.